Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Follow the law or resign. This is very good advice for Supreme Court justices. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, there's an article that is out there, and there's a number of them now, about a speech that Justice Anthony Kennedy gave to Harvard law students at Harvard University when he was speaking to the students there. And in that speech, he said that government officials should step down and resign if they are faced with a law that violates their conscience, although he did not refer specifically to Kim Davis. The message was pretty clear. Government officials who disagree with him and his four other colleagues regarding their newly invented and groundless marriage opinion ought to resign. Essentially, he said, follow the law or resign. And, you know, while this might sound good, the real question is, what is the law? And what happens when justices violate their oath to interpret the Constitution? That's the big question, Matt.
Yeah, well, first of all, there is no law. We're not talking about a law. This is five Supreme Court justices, five lawyers imposing their will in violation of the law in the U.S. Constitution and against DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, and against laws that were actually in place in Kentucky that define marriage as a man and a woman. So Kim Davis was actually following the law. It's these five justices that trampled the Constitution and ignored the law in order to foist their will. So in that sense, Kennedy misspoke here, Justice Kennedy misspoke. Secondly, wasn't it ironic that as an example of this kind of noble obeying the law and resigning and stepping down, he cited the Nazi regime. Under the Nazi regime, that some Christian government employees and others actually resigned their job rather than doing what the Nazis were requiring. Well, he compared effectively here, comparing the Supreme Court and their tyrannical pushing of this upon the American people to the Nazi regime. I don't think he intended to do that, but that was by way of comparison. That's what people are left with.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I don't think he intended it, but that's what the implications are. On the other hand, it's nice to say that they resigned because they couldn't violate their conscience. But what if they just resisted as well? You know, the easy thing is to resign in a case where you're faced with an unjust law, which is historically no law at all. And so Kennedy says, great respect, it seems to me, has to be given to people who resign rather than do something that they view as morally wrong in order to make a point. However, the rule of law is that, as a public official in performing your legal duties, you are bound to enforce the law. And that's Kennedy. Now, that sounds good on its face, but what is the law? The fact of the matter is that there are laws that we have that are earthly laws, and those that conflict directly with higher law are no law at all. They are man-made opinions. The 5-4 opinion of the Supreme Court justices or lawyers is just a man-made opinion. It's not based on the Constitution, not based on the court's precedent. It is just simply their will. It is not a legal judgment. And that, my friend, is from Chief Justice John Roberts.
Well, Thomas Jefferson, writing in 1798, rather, to Abigail Adams, the wife of President John Adams, said, quote, "What gives you the idea that the judges have the final authority to be the arbiters of the law? If that were the case, we would have a despotic branch." Well, regrettably, Thomas Jefferson's fears have been realized in modern America, and it's really through attrition, it's through surrender by the other two branches of government that we have this misconception in America of judicial supremacy, that if five justices on the Supreme Court, a majority of justices on the Supreme Court, decide that they don't like the laws of the land, that they just get to arbitrarily, without any precedent, without any, you know, constitutional justification, without any defense from a public policy standpoint, just kind of force their will on the American people that they will do so. Well, Thomas Jefferson called that a despotic branch should we arrive at that time, and we are at that time in the United States of America where we are living under a judiciocracy effectively rather than the constitutional republic our Constitution demands.
And Ed Whelan, who is a constitutional attorney, Harvard Law School graduate, and former Supreme Court clerk to Justice Antonin Scalia, wrote this: given his career, speaking of Kennedy, of rulings that barely masquerade his willfulness, Kennedy, in any event, is hardly to be taken seriously as a proponent of the rule of law. Had he followed his own advice of follow the law or resign, he would have resigned long ago. Instead, he avails himself of a third option to misread the Constitution and to impose his own policy preferences. That's from Ed Whelan. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, I think he's right. Kennedy ought to resign. And my quote on this was, unjust laws should be resisted. Religious freedom and conscience should be protected. Justices or judges who disregard the Constitution and impose their own will should resign. So it is good advice to follow the law or resign. You know, if you make it up as you go, as these five did, it has no basis in the Constitution. It's contrary to natural law as well. They ought to step down and resign because that's a lawless act.
That's right. Well, we can't forget that in his letter from the Birmingham jail, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. famously declared, "One has not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust law. A just law is a man-made code that squares with the moral law or the law of God," he explained. "An unjust law is a code that is out of harmony with the moral law." So based on Kennedy's position here, Martin Luther King Jr. should have just laid down, quit, should not have stood firm for civil rights in the United States, and raised the white flag. Well, he didn't do so, and look at the change that had on America. By way of comparison, look at what's going on today with Kim Davis in Kentucky. Standing firm, one woman standing firm on the actual rule of law and on her First Amendment rights and on freedom of conscience, disobeys this unjust ruling by these five justices of the Supreme Court, and it set forward a series of events that have led now to a supporter, Matt Bevin, becoming elected as the Kentucky governor, and a number of events have occurred because of the boldness and the courage of that one woman. So I agree with Martin Luther King Jr., and I disagree with Justice Kennedy.
Absolutely, I do as well. You know, we must stop fooling ourselves that whatever five people on the Supreme Court say is automatically the rule of law and can be imposed in every American. When these justices violate their oath and disregard the Constitution that they are sworn to uphold, they act without constitutional authority. Their authority is only based upon the Constitution that they swear to uphold. While there are many legal points that you can debate, you can have different views on a lot of different issues, it is beyond dispute that there's no constitutional authority to impose same-sex marriage by judicial decree, and those that seek to do so are violating their constitutional oath because they're not interpreting the Constitution. They themselves should resign. And the result of that five-decision vote is an unjust law, in the words of Martin Luther King Jr., and an unjust law, as he says, he agrees with St. Augustine and Augustine throughout history of Judeo-Christianity, is no law at all. It's like saying that you're going to issue an opinion regarding gravity that no longer exists. It's silly to say so. That can't be a law because the law of gravity still exists. The law of marriage as part of the national order, national created order, still is what it is. It's marriage between a man and a woman. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Liberty Counsel recently filed a major brief of a very large magnitude. It's almost around 90 pages, plus 90 pages, at the Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati regarding the Kim Davis case. For more information, you can go to our website. I encourage you to read it. It has a lot of information about the Kim Davis case. We're asking the Federal Court of Appeals to overturn many aspects of this decision by Judge Bunning that was issued below, including her contempt order that sent her to jail for 6 days. Thank you for standing with us on the Kim Davis case. We appreciate your prayers. We also appreciate your financial support. This case has been very costly, but this is just one of many cases that Liberty Counsel has. Stand with us as we stand with Kim Davis and stand for religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. You can make an online credit card contribution by going to lc.org. Also, visit our online store at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.